إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers, I want to remind myself and you that congruence is the soul of credibility. Congruence is the soul of credibility. Congruence is lack of displacement between what is in the heart and what is on the tongue and what comes out of our hands. Lack of displacement between thoughts and emotions, speech and actions. When these three things are in congruence, then you have maximum power, you have maximum authority, you have maximum credibility, you have maximum trustworthiness. If you have something in the heart and something else on the tongue, that is called hypocrisy. The ability to hold two conflicting ideas in your mind is a sign of intelligence. The ability to hold two conflicting beliefs in your heart is a sign of hypocrisy. So hypocrisy or nifaq is lack of congruence between what is in the heart and what is on the tongue and our actions. We believe something, but we show something else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the Quran and said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu lima taquluna ma la taf'alun. Allah said, O you who believe, why do you say something you do not do? Why do you say something which you do not do? Why is there a difference between your speech and your actions? And that is the soul of credibility, the soul of believability, that is the soul of power, it's the soul of honor, it's the soul of the worth of a man's word. That you will do what you say, and that you feel, and that you say what you feel. This congruence is something which we must keep track of, and which we must guard very carefully. In many times, we tend to be misguided by shaitan, who will try to explain to you that one should be diplomatic and so on and so forth. Certainly one should be diplomatic. I'm not saying that you should say things in a bad way. But diplomacy and lying are two different things. Diplomacy is not lying. Unfortunately, that's how it seems to be interpreted. So to have some thought in the heart, to have some niyyah, to have some agenda in the heart, but to show something else on the tongue, this is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds it very hateful. Allah finds it very hateful. And the same surah Allah said, Kabura maqtan. That with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which is very bad, very nasty. And of course, it is also something which destroys your credibility. Because believe me, people can see through this. We might feel that we are fooling people. Nobody gets fooled. So it is the preferred way and the Islamic way and the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ is to say what you feel. No difference between things. And if you do not want to say it, then stay silent and leave the place. If you feel something in a particular situation, but you do not want to speak that and say it, then keep silent, don't say anything. It is better to keep silent than to say something which is different from the truth. This guarding of the truth, and that's why I want to remind myself and you, this is something which is hugely, hugely important. And when we leave this, then we lose waqar, we lose trust, we lose honor in the eyes of people. And of course, in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are hugely sinful. If Allah does not forgive us, then there is all sorts of problems. So but the point is that therefore, we need to make tawbah and ensure that always there is congruence between thought, word and action. Congruence between thought, word and action. As I said, congruence is the soul of credibility. If you want to be believed, if you want to be known as a truthful person, if you want to be known as a reliable person, then ensure that there is never any displacement, never any disagreement, never any fracture between what you think, what you say and what you do. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our sitting for His sake and accept our amal and to be pleased with us was, and never to be displeased. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ